Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle, she's strong, of your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve. When she really the force behind every move that I make. She'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes. Never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to us, we welcome you to Walking in Power. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, welcoming you to our sixth season. Yes, this is our sixth season where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Be sure and purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Oh, wow, we have an amazing guest today. Our special guest is Jackie Carpenter, executive producer of The Christian View, also along with Christian Music Sounds from the Tim Montgomery Band. We would love for you to share your project, business, project, and our other ministry with us. Please email walkingempower1@women-of-power.org for affordable marketing opportunities. Now we're going to hear from the Tim Montgomery Band, and then we'll be back with our very special guest.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody their eyes all aglow will find it hard to see tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys.
The Tim Montgomery Band. You'll be hearing more from them. They'll be our special guest on tomorrow. But today, we have Jackie Carpenter. How can I describe her? Creator, host and executive producer, and author, motivational speaker, and executive producer of a multiple award-winning feature film based on her life, Stand Your Ground, as well as host for the new talk show. Stand Your Ground's many awards include Christian International Film Festival, Los Angeles New Wave International Film Festival, the Accolade Competition, and much more. She's the host and executive producer of the award-winning television talk show, The Christian View. Also executive producer for TCV Productions. I am so glad to have Jackie with us. She's the creator and publisher of the Christian View Online magazine. She lives in Ellaville, Georgia with her husband, Larry. She's the mother of two sons who are both pastors, and she has two beautiful daughter-in-laws and four wonderful grandchildren. Would you please welcome to Walking in Power, Jackie Carpenter. Hello, Jackie. So glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, BJ, and congratulations on your sixth season. That's a lot to be proud of.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We were just talking about, before we came on the air, we were talking about how exciting Christmas is and what God, how God is using us in this season. And as we were preparing for the December platform, I really wanted to have you on because you are one of the most excitable people, exciting people that I've been around in a long time. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I'll tell you what, I have so much to be excited about, BJ. You know, everyone does. You know, I am. The Lord excites me to no end.
That's great. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit. Mm-hmm. You are a lady who wears numerous hats. Oh, my goodness. Are you ever able to unwind and just enjoy this beautiful holiday season?
Absolutely. Every single day I do. You know, I do because at the end of every day, and every day for me is a busy day, but at the mm-hmm. end of every day, between 7 o'clock and 7:30 p.m., I go into my prayer closet, and I have my little prayer time and my Bible study. And then I get out, and I always run a big, hot bubble bath. And so at the end of every day, I unwind, BJ.
I read what you were sharing with your followers about that 7 to 7:30 time. Do you believe mm-hmm. that's a necessity? And should we let other lady leaders try to find some way to just unwind?
Absolutely, I think it is a necessity. I know it is in my life, BJ. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been doing this now 8 years, and, you know, it all started with a tragedy that brought me into the prayer closet. Unfortunately, it took a tragedy to get me into it, but mm-hmm. once I got into it, I realized that's where life is, and that's where I'm renewed through the Word of God, and that's where I shut the world out, and that is my time. Where I open up and I listen. And, you know, we live in busy, busy times. If we don't take that time, when are we going to listen? I mean, we've got to make time to listen. Yes, I recommend that to every. And, you know, you can always say, well, I'm going to get in my prayer closet today. But unless mm-hmm. you set a time and you make it a priority, just like you do everything else in your day, you're not going to get there. Because Satan will do everything in his power to make sure you do not get there. So it has to be a priority, and it's got to have a time set on it where you know you're not going to let anything interfere with it. So that's what I started doing 8 years ago, and I will not let anything come before my prayer time unless it's an emergency.
That's good. And I agree with you. I believe it's a necessity. I have a 4 to 5 a.m., and it's just, I don't do it, I can tell that my day mm-hmm. is different. So I make sure, because yeah. he wants to commune with us. He wants to commune
right.
with us. And he wants that intimate time with us. Why do you think sometimes we don't do it? Is it being busy? Or
because,
what do
you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a hard thing. And I think we live for convenience, and we live for things that's easy for us. Running into the prayer closet at 7 o'clock, is that easy? Oh, my goodness, BJ, I cannot tell you the things that I need to be doing at 7 o'clock.
Right.
It's the hardest thing of my day to do, but I do it. And once I get in there, it turns out to be the best thing I did all day.
Right. So during this great time of celebrating and honoring the birth of Christ, what are some of the traditions that your family has embraced through the years?
You know what? It starts at Thanksgiving. And for maybe mm-hmm. the last 10 or 12 years, I used to cook. We used to take turns cooking. But because it's so close to Christmas and cooking so much during the season, we started going to the Green Manor Inn, which is a big, beautiful, old historical home up in Fairburn, Union City, Georgia. And we love that. We go to the Green Manor every Thanksgiving at noon. So we did that. But then our big get-together is on Christmas Eve. And that's when my mom and me and my sister, we do the cooking, and they all come in. And, yeah, we do the big feast. And then we exchange the gifts. And that, everyone always looks so forward to that, DJ. It's just, I guess it's probably one of our favorite times of the year.
Wow. Memories are so impressionable. And as you, I can even hear as you talk about it, how your heart just leaps. And I think that's incredible. What do we say to those that don't have those rich traditions or rich memories?
You know what I would say to them, and you know yourself that I am such a dog lover. I mean, I have 6 dogs, and talk about unwinding. I think they keep my blood pressure down. They are so precious. You know, they're so loving, and my dogs, you know, they just have this unconditional love, and, you know. And I would think, you know, if I didn't have one family member in my life, not one, and a lot of people don't, DJ, they don't. And if I didn't have any, I would be so surrounded by love from my dogs that it would fill a void. It would fill that void. And I would recommend to anybody, if you're sitting at home and if you're lonely and you have nothing to love on or be there to love on you, go out there and get you 2 puppies. I promise you it will fill such a void in their life, BJ. That I recommend that to every person I run across that's lonely, BJ. And the ones that go out there and actually do that will come back to me and say, Jackie, that was the best advice you've ever given me. Those puppies
Change
have filled a part of my life. Yes.
That's right. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors.
And besides that, BJ, I would also tell them, make sure that you're in a good church. Make sure you are surrounded by a good church family, because my church family is so important, you know, and they can fill the void just like, maybe not just like your own family, but they are a great second best.
Right. I agree. We're talking to Jackie Carpenter, CEO, executive producer of The Christian View. We're now going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Let someone know Walking in Power is on the air.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
We're back with Jackie Carpenter, and we've been talking a little bit about the Christian view. We've been talking a little bit about it, but now I'm going to ask you, if you please, would you share with our audience about the award-winning Christian view?
The Christian view, wow, I'm going to tell you what, that may be the apple of my eye. Besides the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christian view is his. It's his show, and he's anointed it, and he's brought it into being, and it is just such a joy. I mean, it is so much fun. You know what, BJ, isn't it amazing how we can have so much fun just doing what God says to do? It's not a drain. It's not boring. It's fabulous. And the Christian view is just a show where we have fabulous team of co-hosts. they're so knowledgeable and they're so fun, and each one has different perspectives on life and the Word of God. And that's what we do. We take today's, whatever is going on today, whatever people are dealing with in their life today, and we discuss that from God's perspective and what He thinks about it. Because I think we tend to forget, or we don't even bother to ask, God, what do you think about this? We just tend to do it our way. And then when it all messed up and we can't figure out what went wrong, if we just go back and look at His view and how He says to do it, it makes things all better. So that's what we try to do. We try to take the issues and we try to give the world God's view and how He says to do it. And let's just hope and pray that many of them out there listen, and they do the way God says to do it. I know I look back on my life each day. If I had just done what God said do, but we would have perfect life, wouldn't we? But, you know, we don't. I think every person out there, you, myself included, we've learned things the hard way.
Yes, I agree. There's now, what is the upcoming online Christmas party?
Oh, my goodness, it's tomorrow evening at 7:30. Yes. CJ, I hope you can join us. I hope all the listeners will join us. Go to the Christian View Facebook page, and at 7:30 tomorrow evening, well, it's starting about 7:25 is the warm-up, and from 7:30 to 8:30, oh, my goodness, that's going to be such a power-packed hour of Christmas fun. We're gonna have a blast. We did this one time before, BJ. We did the online party for the magazine. When the magazine released, we did a release party, and I cannot tell you. I mean, there were thousands, BJ, thousands of people that came to that party, because you can invite, you know, we don't run out of room. You can invite the world.
Right.
You can come in your pajamas, you know. It is just, it's just a fabulous time together. So I'm hoping that we're going to have a big turnout tomorrow night.
I think it is. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to partying with you guys. Looking forward to partying with you guys. Now you said something else now. You said about the Christian View magazine. Well, tell them about it.
You know what? BJ, I couldn't come up with these things. I'm so not. I am so not a creative person, but God, you know, God is. And he said, I was just walking. Jackie, come on now. There's other ways to get this, get God's view out there other than just television. And, you know, there is. The magazine came along and then the radio show. I mean, there's no end to this thing. There's no end to this thing. And so I'm saying, magazine, CJ, you should have seen poor little me. I was sitting at my desk and I'm thinking, I'm going to create this magazine. CJ, I had no clue how to create a magazine. And it was so frustrating. I said, God, I can't do this. And Rhianne Ring, who you have met, great friend of mine, she said, Jackie, I know this great magazine editor. He would love to get involved in something like this. David Ray Skinner, I call him our famous David Ray Skinner. He loves it when I call him our famous David Ray, because he has been creating magazines for over 20 years. And our magazine is probably the one of the most beautiful pieces of artwork I've ever seen. And we started the first issue released in June, and then the next one came along in October, and now we're about to release the Christmas issue. And you can go on our website, thechristianview.tv, and if you click on the magazine, you will see the two issues are already there. This next issue is releasing Friday. But for those coming to the party, you get to see it a little bit early because you come to the party. But, BJ, we have got the best contributors, and every article is just filled with God's power. And you can just tell from the front cover to the back cover that it's anointed. You can just tell it is. And it's God's handiwork, and it's beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful. Now, as you've shared with us, you are involved in numerous areas of media. What would you say to a person who believes that they have a call to media ministry?
I would tell them to stay in much prayer. I would tell them to be still and I would tell them to do a lot of listening. I would tell them to get into God's Word like they've never gotten in it before. And I would tell them not just to branch out in their own power, doing it their own way, doing what they think is best. I think if they do that, they're going to make a big, big mess. I think you have got, I know me, and I'm speaking from what I've been through. I have to listen. I have to do what God says do, and I have to go where God says go. Like I just told you, I'm not a creative person. But when God plants these seeds and he waters them and they start to grow, you know it's from him. BJ, you know it's him. And when you know it's him, then you start moving forward basically with what he's leading you to move forward with. And the way that he has led me, it's one baby step at a time, BJ, because he knows Jackie can't do it all. Jackie knows her mind can't even handle it all. So he just gives me one little thing at a time. And when I get that little thing done, he'll give me a little something else. So don't rush into any big thing. I would say take baby steps as the Lord leads those steps.
I would definitely agree. I know someone has asked me, Jackie, how did, because we have a magazine, a radio show, and we're doing so many other things in the in media ministry. Yeah. How do you manage all that? I said, no man can do these things except God be with them. And you have to be disciplined. And in order to be disciplined, I believe, you have to be a disciple of Christ.
Of course you do.
Because
of
that's
course
what
you do. Or you would just be spinning your wheels all day long.
Right.
I mean, that's all we'd be doing, BJ. We'd be sitting at our desk spinning our wheels all day long.
All day long. And you want to be effective because the ultimate goal is to shine the light to Christ. That's the ultimate goal.
You've got to. That's right. He's got to anoint it, BJ. It's got to be anointed.
I agree. Got to be. Got to be. Now, if I was sitting here today, December 2006, I went back and I talked to the Jackie Carpenter of the 80s. What would that person say to the Jackie Carpenter of today?
She would probably say, BJ, I don't know who that person is. Would you introduce me to her?
Wow.
That's what she would say. DJ, I've heard of that girl, but I've never met her. Would you please introduce me? Lord have mercy. It was such a different time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I got to say, even in 2008, I was a born-again Christian. I was born again when I was 13. So I've loved Jesus, and I've served the Lord and been in church my entire life. But, like, again, let's go back in the 80s. But let's go back to 2008, something about 8, you know, that's when tragedy struck. And it's when the tragedy strikes that, you know, you can be a Christian, and I was. But there's a difference, CJ, from being a born-again Christian and the Lord being your entire life.
You're right.
Big difference in living your life and fitting God in instead of living your full life with God first, and everything you do surrounds, he's the center of everything. There's a big difference in that.
There's a very big difference. Do you believe the growth was for purpose, or do you believe there was purpose?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think we look back at our lives, and if you just kind of peek back at all of it, you kind of see where it all kind of plays a role in where you are today. As far as the mistakes, that, oh, my Lord, I made two big mistakes in marriage. But I look, my third marriage is fabulous for 23 years. It's been fabulous. But I look at the prior two that were disastrous. But then I go back to the first one, and I say, would I do that one again? Probably. It gave me my two beautiful sons that are both pastors.
Right.
So good. You know, even... Listen, God can take even the worst of circumstances, and bring good out of it. And he's the only one that can take a horrible tragedy like the one that we went through, where my youngest son was tried for murder, and we literally lived through a murder trial and never thought we'd make it. So even God can take the worst of the worst. And if you glorify him in it, he can even take all of that, and even from all of that tragedy, he brought the movie, he brought the two books that brought the movie, that brought the Christian mm-hmm. View, that brought the magazine, that brought the radio, and who else knows yeah. what it's going to bring? It all came
right.
from a horrible tragedy, DJ. Only God can do that.
Only God. Only God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Would you like to see you and I try to take something horrible and bring something good out of it like that? Without him involved.
No.
Would
that be a mess?
It's impossible. What a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that's amazing, though. And it is so true that it is the growth is for purpose, and the purpose
mm-hmm.
is for growth. And what
mm-hmm.
you experience and what others experience, those that are listening, God can take you from that place to this place and even further. So as Jackie said, glorify him. I was saying everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, please tell us again. Tell us how do we come be a part of the audience of Christian View. Tell them about
mm-hmm.
the party. Give them the contact information.
Yes, we film 6 times a year, and our next taping date is January the 6th. It's always on Friday, and we tape 4 episodes at a time, and we have so much fun with our audience. You've been there, BJ. We have a great
time.
Oh,
yeah, it's amazing.
And, you know, yes, and the next one is January the 6th. And if you just go to the Christian View Facebook page or Jackie Carpenter, send me a friend request. I'm continuously promoting these things and telling you
yes.
how to be part of the audience, and because the tickets are free, but we do
mm-hmm.
require reservations for those seats. And so just follow me along. And also check out the ChristianView.tv website. It stays updated with the magazine. We have a fabulous blog. And we're
mm-hmm.
on allnationsradio.net. Every
yes.
Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. We're aired through many networks now. WATC 57 airs us every Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So
mm-hmm.
there's, I'm telling you what, Sky Angel, we're on Sky Angel 3 days a week on Dish 266 at 12 o'clock noon. Today, 12 o'clock noon, Dish
mm-hmm.
266. You'll see us on Sky Angels, Angel 10 Network. You know what? If you want to see the Christian View, you can practically see it every day of the week now. It's amazing
right.
what
right.
God's doing. It's amazing, BJ.
Mm-hmm. No one can do these things but God. But
no
God.
One can.
But
and there's
God.
The YouTube channel where all 60-plus episodes are just sitting there on YouTube. All you do is click on and watch any episode you'd like to watch on your lunch hour or your breaks or in the evening
mm-hmm.
If you just need some wisdom. You know what? That's the key. That is the key to the Christian View. That's what
go.
I've prayed for, BJ. I've prayed for it. Give me wisdom. Give us wisdom. And I think that is what God has given the Christian View, and that's what we're giving the viewer. Wisdom. Wisdom and how to face
wow.
everyday life wisely.
Amazing. I tell
mm-hmm.
you, Jackie, I can't believe our time is spent. This has been absolutely wonderful.
It
absolutely
can't be over.
Amazing.
There's so much more.
You gotta come back. You're gonna have to come back. You gotta come back.
Yes.
You gotta come
yes.
back. Well, thank you again. Our special guest has been Jackie Carpenter. She has been sharing her heart, sharing transparency, and sharing for each of us to learn and to grow as she has over these years. Jackie,
yes.
thank you again. I'm looking forward to
thank
having
you
as our special guest again.
Keep running your race,
well,
BJ. I hope we both come in on a strong finish.
I believe we will. I believe I love you, too. Oh, it's been
Bye.
An amazing time on Walking in Power today with Jackie Carpenter. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this great broadcast, please visit women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon. That's women-of-power.org. We'll see you tomorrow with our special guest, Tim Montgomery. Remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, always walk in power.